Story number five, bail-ins are coming. I said it to you in the first quarter, Cyprus rang the bell. I continue to be amazed at how many people say to me, what's a bail-in? Well, we all know what a bailout was. A bailout is when a bank or financial institution is troubled, and the central bank and treasury move in and provide the resources to make sure that all the deposits are respected and all the creditors are respected. And so the taxpayer or the central bank pick up the tab, so to speak, and we all pick up the tab through, among other things, debasement of the currency. Now, a bail-in is when, in fact, you don't necessarily go through the bankruptcy process, but a process is created by the regulators, be it the central bank or the equivalent of the treasury line, and the creditors are written down, some or all, or swapped for equity, and the depositors who are not insured are written down or swapped for equity. So there is real financial or certainly more financial accountability than there was in the bailouts. And so it's very interesting because you see so many people in the financial blogosphere terribly critical of the bailouts. Well, in Dodd-Frank, we required of the U.S. regulators, and it was the same in other places, the similar processing is happening, where the banking regulators were required to come up with a process of resolving troubled banks without doing a bailout. So, of course, everybody's coming up with ways of doing bails in. The first prototype, if you will, for a bail-in was Cyprus. We saw bail-ins in Cyprus, although I would say we also saw sort of a game of economic warfare that was more like a hit. The Fed and Bank of England published a document in December outlining how they're going to do bail-ins. The EU just published a paper recently on how they're going to do it. I believe the Fed, through the quantitative easing, has pulled in a lot of the troubled and fraudulent mortgage paper. If you look at the stock prices, the leading sector in the S&P 500 in the U.S. equity markets in the first half of the year were the big financial institutions. They've gotten those stocks back to pre-bailout levels. So my read on this is whether it was the incredible monetary pumping in Japan or in the EU or from the Fed. We've seen lots of juice go into the financial system for them to clean up their balance sheet and get ready for bail-ins. And I think Cyprus was a prototype and bail-ins are coming, if not this year, certainly next year. And as I said, I think a lot of the bringing in of the gold inventory is trying to get the unallocated positions in the shorts in both the central banks and the banking system to the point where they can take bail-ins. I had a marvelous European subscriber write me a note the other day, and with their permission, I am going to read it to you now. You asked me to convey to you what you might put on your second quarter wrap-up that would be most useful from my point of view. I think there is no doubt that the most important thing is the reality and danger of impending bail-ins, including the background history and legality of it. I think it is really hard for us Americans to get our arms around this potential threat. Actually, they said potential horrendous threat. Even though we understand it intellectually, we don't really believe that they would do it to us. We are deeply ingrained trusting attitudes towards banks. We have deeply ingrained trusting attitudes towards banks that we can't easily reconfigure emotionally. It takes time, and we may not have much time. Even I, as aware and sophisticated as I am, have been stunned and immobilized for several weeks since I got the demand for the asset pledge from my trusted European bank. Only on Friday did I take the first steps towards liquidation and removal from the banking system. I can't tell you how many times my affluent friends have told me that their bank account rep talked them out of something important that they wanted to do that was not in the bank's interest. Over here, the Cyprus example, which is now being called a template for the other banks, shook up a lot of people. Apparently, the EU governance has just formalized this template. It is coming. We have been warned. I think your admonishment for us gold investors that they may hold down the COMEX price for far longer than we can imagine, and so therefore not to bet the ranch, as you put it, on the bounce back in gold pricing is very good advice. I know you have written and spoken a great deal on this topic, but saying something about getting your bullion out of the banking system and where to put it would be helpful. These are all very practical topics about how to protect oneself in treacherous times. Another topic that is more broad but that interests me very much is that having lived in Europe since 2008, I've come to realize how deeply U.S.-centric the English language media is and what a huge problem this is for Americans. The bias is inevitably in the interests of U.S. government policies and U.S. corporate interests. For example, almost without exception, every piece of news the Americans receive that I'm aware of about the European country I live in is inaccurate or misleading and negative. Another example is how the EU is reorienting itself away from the U.S. and towards the East. Americans seem to believe that things are bad in the U.S., but they are worse over there. This is not necessarily true. How do you find out that you have been brainwashed and that there are completely different worlds out there, physically, emotionally, economically, of which you have almost no awareness? Traveling helps, but not so much if you see everything through the Western lens. Reading can help if you can find non-typical English language reporting and essays, either original or translated. Living abroad is hugely rewarding if you can swing it. Okay, what does this mean to you? It's extremely important, and I think the Cyprus example is again worth studying, that you not give up your core position in either gold and silver or cash held outside the banking system. You need to have resources you can put in your pocket and walk away with, and we can't necessarily assume that we won't get a freeze up in the banking system. It could happen in Europe. It could happen in the United States. I think it's extremely important to understand if you or your business is keeping deposits that are not insured. It's important to understand that, make sure that you're at a bank that's very strong. Be prepared if we do get bail-ins that with all of your assets, you may need in a position to shift. I would expect on the bail-ins the dollar to remain strong. Make sure your bank's strong. They know who you are and you know them. It's a time you really want to have a direct personal relationship with your banker. So think about what bail-ins could look like and what happened to people in Cyprus, and make sure that you are prepared to think through how you're going to deal with those circumstances, because I agree with our subscriber that they are coming.